Hello, Dr. Shah here, and welcome to another episode of Teaching Humanity Remotely. I feel like it's important to just have one podcast that's completely affirming. And to that, I just want to say, I recognize, enhance, and use my gifts and skills and talents to create abundance in my life. I feel like every once in a while, once a month, we should just have a podcast where we're just celebrating our humanity in the best possible way with optimism and positivity. I think it's really important. You know, yes, life is really challenging. I'm getting a lot of emails at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com that really want us to address real concerns like responsibility versus being responsive, success versus failure, fear versus love. I'm getting a lot of those concerns, how to promote quality relationships and have our children be healthy and how we can feel good about ourselves. And all of those issues need to be addressed in a world that's a little wacky. But alongside of those kinds of issues that we need to go deep in and really address and figure out how to balance out, we need to remember to be affirming. I'm alive, and that's good. And I have the choice when I'm present, when I'm conscious, when I'm attentive, when I'm intentional, when I'm in the moment, I have the choice to live my best life in every single moment. But exactly where I am, I have the choice when I know that I'm not feeling good. I think I've said this before, but recently I've tried this new exercise along with teaching meditation, along with sensing my hands and coming back to myself in any way that you do it, whether it's sensing your hands, counting backwards from 10, whether it's imagining your happy place, whatever gets you to be in that moment where your thoughts can go in and out, but you're not being taken by your thoughts. You are not going with your thoughts. You're staying put as the world around you moves, you're staying centered, whatever gets you there. So now when I wake up in the morning before I get out of bed, I check in with myself. I check in with how I feel. And if I feel that I'm way out of sorts or just a bit out of sorts, I just gently align myself until I feel better. I have that choice. I have that choice at any given moment if I'm checking in and if I'm present to align myself so that I could feel better. And the thing is, I don't always recognize that I have the choice, and therefore I don't have the choice if I'm not there. If I'm not there, I'm going to get moved from there to there to there to there to there. I'll be moved all over the place and wake up one second and say, how did I get here? But if I'm in the moment, instead of being unconsciously moved from one place to the other, I can choose. I can choose, and I am choosing how I feel. And one of the ways that I am choosing how I feel is to affirm that which is positive. And I start by owning the fact that I believe wholeheartedly that my life is positive, that I'm alive is positive, that I go through struggles to get healthy, that I get cured from dis-ease so that I can live my best life. That's all good. That's positive. I don't stay stuck in the fact that in the past I had a disease. I stay in the movement of getting better all the time because I have that optimism and I have that positivity, and that I can affirm that I have skills and that I can create abundance in my life. I am in the process of wanting to sell a home, and I know, and I have, and this home is beautiful, and it was a home that I have enjoyed living in for, you know, a number of years, and I can choose to be really depressed. Oh, I have to like sell this home that I love so much. Or I can be eager and optimistic and excited that I lived really well in this house. I love this house. And I know the next people who will live in this house are going to love it too, because it's a fabulous, fabulous house. And you know what else? I'm going to get another fabulous house. Another fabulous house that in this moment of my life will meet my needs wholeheartedly. And we're going to be really happy as a family in that house. That's how I'm looking at it. Life is an adventure, and I'm eager to live it each and every day in every single moment. And when I fall astray because I'm not feeling as good as I can feel, I align myself. I take that moment. I stop everything and I say, what's most important now is for me to check in with myself and align myself and get in the place where I feel my very best, because that's where the power is, living my best life, believing that I deserve everything that is good, as we all do. I'm not more superior to someone else, and that's why I deserve it. We all deserve the best. I can only take responsibility for myself getting the best. I want to get the best, I want to give the most, and I will share the abundance that I have in my life. So please see what it's like to just have a week of affirmations, being positive and being optimistic, and let me know. Let me know by writing to me at learnwithmeremotely@mygmail.com. Thank you. Until next time, be well and be happy and feel that you deserve it. Know you deserve it. All right. Until next time, be well.